the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Today's International Singles Day, and to mark the occasion, Raisin Bank conducted a survey which ended up showing that going solo comes at a high price for people who are on their own. Single adults pay an average of €600 more a month for housing alone compared to couples, according to the research. And single adults also need to earn significantly more than couples if they want to enjoy a comparative lifestyle, which raises a very interesting question in relation to single people. How can you get on the housing ladder if you're looking to buy? How can you even afford to rent if you are going to be living on your own? Now, we'll talk to the mortgage broker Michael Dowling in a second, but let's start with Kelly Warburton, who is a social media manager from Cork, who is single and who has managed to buy her own home. But Kelly, how difficult was it to do that?
It definitely wasn't easy, but we got there in the end. To even find a house is, I mean, like, that's not in any way unusual. I'm sure everybody in Ireland at this moment in time would tell you that. So anybody who's going through that, commiserations, because it is hell out there. But mainly just the process of applying for mortgages and how long it takes is something that you don't really know much about going into it. So it is a bit of a shock.
And do you get asked, do you get asked, do you have a second source of income? Is there somebody else coming in with you on this?
Yes, you do all the time, nearly all the time, with different things. Or there's kind of maybe an assumption made, I suppose, about it, which can sometimes be a bit frustrating. But yes, basically is the answer.
Okay, because I suppose if a vendor or a seller as well is looking at somebody coming along, and if they see somebody, if there's a couple and if they have two sources of income, they're probably a bit more confident that they'll be able to come up with the money to do the deal.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. But I suppose, you know, in a way, that's sort of unfair because you don't know somebody's own personal circumstances of what, you know, how much savings they have, or if they, you know, what kind of job they have. So, it's kind of easy for them to make that assumption. And it is definitely, I mean, it's so much harder when it's just you. But I do kind of find it funny that they do that because, like I said, you just never know, you know.
Patrick says, as a single person with no mortgage, just a small home improvement loan, it's a struggle with utilities and the groceries and running a car, nothing left over at the end of the month. And just beyond the whole issue of, there's an awful lot more expensive, isn't it, when you're a single person? You have to pay the same for a hotel room if you go away. Okay, it's only one flight, but you would actually end up with lots of additional costs, would you, that you can't share with somebody else?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Like, there's no getting away from that. Like, every bill is on you. Everything is on you. You don't divide anything. So, you know, everything is doubled. There's no sort of allowances made for it. And it is really, really difficult. And I think kind of sometimes maybe not unfairly, but people just don't really consider it or think of it. But it definitely is at the end of the month. It's you're sort of scraping by because, I often think when you're dividing with somebody else, it's just so much easier. It takes the pressure off. It is very difficult.
And before you actually bought in Cork City, what about renting? Were you able to do that on your own, or did you actually have to share accommodation with others?
No, so I was sharing accommodation with others, but I actually lived in the UK and I moved home. I've been away for about 10 years and I've been renting, sharing with people. So I suppose it was slightly different because I was in the UK and I wasn't renting in the Irish market. So maybe it's a slightly bit easier in terms of like just the amount of properties that were available to me. But it's still not an easy process by any means, but probably easier, unfortunately, than home, you know.
Okay, I'm going to bring in Michael Dowling as a mortgage broker because, you know, I'm looking at this, single people, but there's also single people with children. And then there are separated people who end up in single. And how difficult can it be for them to actually find somewhere to live, leaving aside finding somewhere to rent where they might want to be on their own rather than sharing with somebody else? But particularly when it comes to buying, how much more difficult is it for them to get through the mortgage process?
It's a very significant challenge, Matt, for anybody that's in that position as being single. I mean, the last census showed we'd 1.76 million people who are over the age of 15 who are single. But it is a significant challenge, as outlined by your guest there. I mean, everything is on you, All bills are on you. There's no assistance from anybody whatsoever. And it just remains a significant challenge for any single person. Unless their income is of a significant level, it becomes very difficult to try and acquire a property.
Okay, what can they do?
Well, there are a number of schemes out there which they should consider. Now, most of them are geared towards new properties, but the most significant one, I would say, is the First Home Scheme. Now, this is a scheme that came in 2022, whereby there's a fund of $740 million available, whereby borrowers can get up to 30% of the purchase price as a contribution towards the purchase. And I was looking at the numbers there from the First Home Scheme for their quarterly report in Q3. And 39% of the people who availed of the scheme were single applicants. So it does work, and it is of a significant benefit to single applicants where they're looking at buying a new property. I mean, let me give you an example. I did a mortgage there about 6 weeks ago for a girl who was earning just over $60,000, single applicant. She was buying a new property for $400,000. She had the required 10% deposit, and the remainder of the money, $100,000, came from the First Home Scheme. So that scheme is there, it's working, and it is available. I appreciate not everybody wants to buy a new home, but to me, that is the most significant scheme that's out there available for single applicants looking to buy.
Okay, there's lots of comments coming in from listeners. Connor and Carlo, I'm single and tried to buy in Dublin. I was priced out and eventually bought in Carlo. It's definitely a challenge. It feels like support systems and government schemes just ignore single people completely. Covering all the bills is tough going. And Adam says, I'm single in my 30s and 40k a year and I'm still living at home because unless I'm willing to house share with others, I've no chance. The option of actually living on my own feels like a complete fantasy at this point. That's a very interesting point. A lot of people, because they can't afford to rent on their own, to live on their own, might be still living with their parents and the rest of it. Single, 45 years of age, permanent pensionable job for the last 15 years, with 22,000 saved for deposit, and another 3,000 put away for solicitor, engineer's fees, etc. I've fallen between all the schemes out there, either earn too much or not enough. A one-bed hovel in Cork suburbs can cost about 230,000. People go up on about fixer-uppers, but don't you have to have the money up front for any of that? Okay. Another one says, try and get a mortgage if you've two or three kids. Try and cover the weekly shop, the bills, the holidays with kids. Living in Ireland is expensive, unfortunately, whether you're single or a couple, or if you're a couple with kids. And indeed, a few people also pointing out that, you know, sometimes couples might go into taking on a mortgage, Michael, with dual incomes, but then children come along and suddenly they have to pay the expenses of childminders and creche or whatever, or else one of them gives up work to stay at home and they're down to a single income.
Yes, it is. I mean, you've got to look at single applicants with children. Is it even a more significant challenge than a single person? And then a couple with children, I mean, childcare costs are expensive. You've then got the cost of a number of people in the household, children as well as adults, in terms of the amount of income you need to pay the household bills. So all of these present significant challenges for prospective purchasers.
Kelly, just go back to you. You were able to get a mortgage, were you? Are you still in that process because you were able to get a sort of a bridging loan?
Yeah, basically, I'm still in the process. So I've just actually it's taken so long, but I basically got, I've just finished off my application and gathering all of my things. So basically, I should hear any day now as to whether or not it's a yes or, you know, but what it will come to. So it's fingers crossed, basically.
Okay, right. Okay, well, good luck with that. Hopefully that'll go well for you. Kelly Warburton, a social media manager from Cork, and Michael Dowling from Irish Mortgage Brokers. Thank you very much for being with us. Michael Dowling, Mortgage and Financial Services. Excuse me to give you your correct title.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.